Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
DSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. You heard Phil mention the Karen Reed trial, that the prosecution is expected to rest their case today, and the defense will take over. And then the defense has said that they predict that they'll be done by midweek next week. And so it'll be in the hands of the jury probably by midweek next week, and you could have a verdict by this time next week. But later on today in the 10 o'clock hour of South Coast Now, Chris McCarthy will be joined by Maureen Boyle to break down the Karen Reed trial. So he's been having Chris Markey in to talk about it from a perspective of a former, somebody who's been a prosecutor and a defense lawyer. And so Chris Markey's able to bring that perspective. Maureen's going to be able to bring the perspective of somebody who covered a lot of trials during her time and is now a true crime writer. And it's going to be a fascinating discussion. I can't wait for that. Also, very quickly, last night that issue happened at Fenway Park with the Lana Del Rey concert. The rain came in and they delayed the start of the show. They had the people who were on the field return to the concourse. They had them go and take shelter because there was thunder and lightning. And the show ended up starting. It was supposed to start at 8:30, started at 10:30, and Lana Del Rey only performed for an hour. So there's people who are, of course, upset about that. There are people who are like, hey, at least we got something for a show. Others who are upset that they paid so much money for the tickets and only got an hour. Keep in mind that there is rain in the forecast today and there is a show planned tonight at Fenway Park. Tonight is Hootie and the Blowfish, Bare Naked Ladies, Collective Soul, Edwin McCain. They're all performing at Fenway tonight. So you may have another similar situation because there's rain and thunder and lightning predicted for this evening. Also, we were talking about museums. We were talking about getting these memberships, and I talked about how if you become a member of the Buttonwood Park Museum, you get reciprocal membership at other places, so you can go to like the Capron Zoo and some other places. And that also, there's free passes at your local library for a lot of attractions. And Global Watch in New Bedford said City Pass is great. Now, that's a thing that you can go on and buy online. And it's great because you get admission to the Boston Museum of Science and the New England Aquarium. You can go to the Franklin Park Zoo, the Boston Harbor Cruise, and choose from a couple of other places. They say, I paid around $162 for admission to four to these places and have a 9-day span to use all of them so you're not rushed. And so I was taking a look at the website. And so a city pass for an adult is $74. Because right now at citypass.com/Boston, you can save some money. So $74 for an adult, $62 for a child. And what do you get for that? You get one-time admission to the New England Aquarium, the Museum of Science, and then you can choose two more from a list that includes the Boston Harbor City Cruise, the View Boston Observation Deck, the Franklin Park Zoo, and the Harvard Museum of Natural History. So that is, I mean, that is a good deal. So there's another option if you're looking to save some money and take the kids out to do some things this summer. I also mentioned in the last hour, which one has the best commercial, the best vintage commercial, the New England Aquarium or the Museum of Science? And I don't know. They both have a lot of nostalgia value for me, so I don't know that I could pick one over the other. So I'm going to put it out to you guys. I'm going to play each one of them, and then I want you to vote. Go on the app chat on the WBSM app and tell me which one you think is the better commercial or the one that, you know, kind of sticks out in your mind more. Let's start with the New England Aquarium commercial that a lot of you probably will be able to recite word for word.
I found the perfect place to take the whole family, the New England Aquarium.
Oh, Daddy, you have great surprises.
Yeah, come on, around here are the sharks.
Look at the eel. Mina, look at that.
How does that feel, Karen?
Hey, look how close they are.
What a giant turtle.
I can look like a penguin.
Look like mirrors.
Hey, Mom, the dolphin shark.
The New England Aquarium, where families get together.
And then we have this commercial from the Boston Museum of Science.
Daddy, what's the difference between a meteor and a comet?
Well, it's it'll be fun to find out, won't it?
It's fun to find out makes an ocean wave wave.
My name is Karen.
My name is Karen.
It's fun to find out what your voice really sounds like.
It's fun to find out what it's really like in space.
This is the captain speaking. Come in, Earth.
Boston's Museum of Science. Where it's fun to find out.
Why does he have such funny little front legs?
So, okay, first of all, one thing that stands out about those two commercials, they both have a Karen in them. Because in the New England Aquarium commercial, Karen is picking up the starfish, and the mother says, "How does that feel, Karen?" And I didn't know for years what she was saying. I was like, "What?" I could never quite make it out. And then, of course, we have, it's fun to find out what your voice sounds like. My name is Karen. My name is Karen. And I can tell you, it is not fun to find out what your voice sounds like, because anybody that's been in radio will tell you, I don't sound anything like that. And when I went to the New England Aquarium, the Museum of Science, and I heard my recorded voice for the first time, I said exactly that. I don't sound like that. I did not find it fun to find out what my voice sounds like. But those two vintage commercials, which one? Which one stands out more in your mind? New England Aquarium, Boston Museum of Science. They're both good. They both made you want to go. You saw the commercial and both said to your parents, Can we go there? And we certainly went to the aquarium a lot more when I was kids than to the Museum of Science. I think my siblings didn't love the Museum of Science as much as I did. We still went from time to time, but not nearly as much as we went to the aquarium. We probably went to the aquarium once or twice a year. And like I said, I love the penguins. We didn't go to the dolphin show a whole lot, but I remember going to it. It was in that very humid room. And then one of my favorite things to do was to go to the top of the giant tank in the middle and watch them as they're feeding the fish. And the diver goes down. But the Museum of Science was way more my thing. And to be able to go to the Omni Theater and the Planetarium. And although I never did go to some of the laser light shows they used to do. I know my dad went to a couple of them. But not me. Not that I wouldn't have liked to. I just never did. Brock says New England Aquarium is the better commercial. What do you think? You can vote on the app chat on the WBSM app. Or you can also send me an email, tim@wbsm.com. You can also call 508-996-0500. And if you have some memories of those places, I'd love to hear those too. One of the things that I remember most about the Museum of Science is the time that my class got to go there and connect via a satellite hookup with Dr. Bob Ballard of Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute, the man who led the expedition to find the Titanic. when he was in the Galapagos Islands, he did the satellite uplink. And we got to go and sit in an auditorium and ask him questions. And he could see us and we could see him. And that was mind-blowing for a kid in 1989, whatever it was. But they used to have, I don't know if they still have it, but they had the little earthquake room where you could stand in there and it would play, you know, I can feel the earth move under my feet and the room would shake. And this is what it feels like to be in an earthquake. They had that little area where you could, I forget exactly what it was all about, but they had like the different things that you would taste. And I remember we're like bringing my son to that and we're like, we know he has allergies. He can't do that. Although he outgrew most of those allergies. But yeah, it was always a great time and it was always well worth the price of admission, but you can save money on that. You can go to it. I believe that's still one of the places that's reciprocal if you get a Buttonwood Park Zoo membership. And of course, we'll keep telling you throughout the summer about all the different things that you can do. Of course, they're going to have the Free Fun Fridays. We'll continue on this summer and we'll let you know about those as they happen. But there really is a lot to do. But it can become pricey. That's why I recommend you go to the library. You find out what they have passes to. One of my favorite places to go, and I haven't been there in years. I should probably start going to some of these places on my own. I figured, you know, I brought my son when he was younger. Get a break in between, and then someday I'll have grandkids and I'll bring the grandkids. But there's no reason I can't go to some of these places by myself. Or find a friend to go. But I used to love to go to Heritage Museum and Gardens in Sandwich, formerly Heritage Plantation. And I would spend the whole day there, walking into the different little museums that they have and seeing all the stuff. The Currier and Ives collection they have. The car museum. The Shaker Barn that's full of classic cars, including they had my former teacher's DeLorean in there. They have the carousel that you can ride. They have the little military museum in there where they have a lot of battle scenes laid out with miniatures. They have uniforms for different military groups over the years and Native American stuff. It's a fascinating place that not enough people go to, I don't think. But we're very fortunate to have a lot of these places around. And maybe I should make that a project. Maybe I should go to one every week or a couple every month and write an article just to remind people about what's out there. 508-996-0500. We will always want to tell you about cool things. We will always want to tell you about things that you might not have known or little factoids and bits of information that we come across. That's why I have an article up today about legendary TV game show host Gene Rayburn getting into a car crash in Marion in 1970 and then being taken to Toby Hospital. Now, from the person that brought this to my attention, she told me that her mother told her that Rayburn had been leaving a bar in Marion, went out onto Route 6 and got into this crash. The news report that we were able to track down, which was from the Boston Evening Globe, did not mention anything about a bar. Did not mention anything about if Rayburn had been drinking. And, you know, there's no guarantee that he had been. But apparently he crashed into somebody driving a piece of farm equipment or something, because it said he was involved in a crash with Lawrence Barboza of West Wareham of Pierceville Road, who was driving a machine. And Pierceville Road, for those who don't know, out in West Wareham, it's farm country. And the Barboza family had a big plot of land out there. So it's quite possible that this was, you know, like a tractor or something. And Rayburn suffered a laceration on his scalp and some bumps and bruises. Barboza was fine. But he went to Toby Hospital. Rayburn went to Toby Hospital, and I believe he was released the next day. He was driving from his house that he had in Osterville back to his house that he had in New York City. And also at that same time, he would fly out to L.A. And he would film Match Game just on the weekends. So he would go out there for like one or two weekends a month, film 12 episodes of Match Game for the month, and then go home. What a gig. 508-996, and you can read more about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you, brother?
Good, Paul. How are you?
Good. Listen, Boston Aquarium by far. You know what I'm saying? Best commercial.
You like that commercial better?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because you can kind of remember. The thing is, you have to remember the statements and stuff like that. Which ones are, has a better wording and stuff like that. I think it's Boston Aquarium, you know?
I think you can walk up to anybody and say, I can walk like a penguin, and they'll know what you're talking about. Now, which place do you like to go to better, the aquarium or the Museum of Science?
I thought the aquarium was easy to get to, like even by commuter rail and stuff like that, and you had to stop close by.
Mm-hmm.
Boston Aquarium was like, you know, you had to stop at the one of the North Station there, and then you had to cross the street and not worry about getting hit by a car. I thought the aquarium was a lot easier. But also, too, is because a lot of schools would go there. And so the kids would like to go there more, I believe, than the Boston Museum. And the thing about the Boston Museum is you have to have more of a math and science mind and stuff like that to kind of comprehend what was going on versus the Boston Aquarium, where it's just sea life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I do think the Science Museum, though, does do a good job of kind of breaking things down to a level that people can understand. But it's got to be, like you said, it's got to be something you're interested in.
Right. Well, not every kid's going to be interested in that. But the aquarium is basically, even though you can be a science and math geek, you can appreciate the penguins and all the other stuff there, the sea life that you really don't see that often.
Yeah.
Unless you're by the ocean and stuff like that. So, by far, Boston Aquarium.
Well, I will mark you down for that one.
And also, too, Tim, I want to give you a quick update. My wife's on a commuter rail from Middleboro to Boston for an appointment at Tufts, and she said the train is absolutely packed this morning, like she's never seen it before. And she got the 7:30 commuter rail.
So she's got all the Celtics fans on there with her.
Oh, yeah, it's getting a little morning, she says. She never seen it before. I mean, people did go to work, but the majority of the people had the green shirts on and stuff like that. So, and I was talking to her. I said, I wonder how crowded it would be when the commuter rail comes from the Bethany instead of Middleboro, because the majority of those people are driving from near towns like Lakeville or Bedford to get to that commuter rail to go after the job.
If it was here today, it would be packed.
Right, yeah, because you got what people from Fall River coming in, so and then the stuff being the Bedford downtown, and yeah, it'd be packed. I mean, $20 to get up, I think it's a round trip. I know round trip right now is like $24.
Yep, and that'll be about that here. So it would be an easy way to get there. You could go up there and do your partying and come back and not have to worry about driving and drinking too much and all that. So it's a great option that we'll have hopefully by next year.
Yeah, and the thing about that, too, the weekend, you know, I don't know if everybody knows that, but it's a $10 pass for the whole weekend.
Yeah, so it's a great deal.
If you like to go to Boston and North End or whatever, to a restaurant, Italian food or whatever, or just go to Back Bay, or $10 for the whole weekend, Saturday and Sunday, round trip. That's a pretty good deal on the commuter rail.
Yep. All right. Well, I got to hold you there, Paul. You have a great weekend.
You too. Enjoy every sandwich.
Yeah, you too. All right. Let me take one more quick call here, and then I got to go to a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How
are
you doing?
Good. I am the police officer of Marion who took Dean Rayburn to the hospital.
Oh, wow. Wow, how's that for?
Yeah.
So what happened? What do you remember from that event?
It happened on Route 6. He was on his way to the Cape. He had a home on the Cape. Summer home. And I don't know what caused the accident or who else was involved, but it was not a real serious accident. You know, he was able to stay conscious. And I told him we could wait for the ambulance so I could drive him to the hospital because Marion did not have an ambulance at that time.
And so he had you drive him?
I drove him to the hospital, drove to the hospital. Yep.
And so was it two vehicles that crashed, or was the other person on farm equipment?
I'm not positive, but it was more than his vehicle. I know that.
Okay. And is it any truth to the rumor that he was leaving a bar?
I doubt that.
All right. Well,
that was one of the main routes to the Cape. You know, he was coming from New York, mm-hmm. going to the Cape.
Do you remember whereabouts on Route 6 it happened?
I'm not positive again, but I think it was down near where Gilders is in that area.
Okay, yeah, that's what I had heard, that it was in the Gilders area.
And then there was a couple of years later, he was traveling through Providence, and he ran into a burning mattress in Olneyville.
A burning mattress?
Yeah. Well, that's not the best neighborhood.
No, but still. Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in.
You're quite welcome. I was quite surprised to hear you talking about it. My radio had been turned off, and I just turned it back on.
Well, maybe Gene Rayburn's up there in Game Show Heaven, and he wanted to make sure you were listening.
Could be. He was very, very nice. Very, very, very pleasant.
Did you get an autograph?
No, I did not. No.
See, I wouldn't have recognized him unless he had that microphone in his hand, that long, skinny microphone.
Yeah. True, yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much. You have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Wow, how's that for radio magic, huh? So there you go. We can put to rest some of the rumors that have been out there about that story. I got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. All right, we were a little bit behind getting into the news, but that's okay. It was worth it to speak to that man that called in. But now let's turn things over to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
A northeast heat wave peaking this weekend. Fake Ozempic could make you sick. And a legendary band's catalog sells for $1 billion.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The heat wave lingering over the Northeast is expected to peak this weekend. High temperatures were in the 90s across much of the Northeast and Midwest on Thursday, and daily heat records were broken in at least 20 cities. The National Weather Service says the heat wave will continue over the next several days and that temperatures could even rise higher. Your ABC6 South Coast forecast is coming up. The U.S. Supreme Court will issue more opinions today ahead of the end of the month recess. The conservative majority court could rule today on the obstruction charges against the January 6th Capitol rioters and on abortion access in medical emergencies. President Biden and Donald Trump are preparing for their first presidential debate set for next week. Brian Shook reports.
Biden is hunkering down with his advisors in Camp David as he focuses on ways to hold Trump accountable for his record on the debate stage in Atlanta. Trump, meanwhile, is said to be holding policy discussions with his allies and vice presidential hopefuls as he aims to assure voters he can be a more effective leader than his political rival. The debate hosted by CNN will take place on June 27th with no studio audience. I'm Brian Shook.
The World Health Organization is warning consumers of fake copies of Ozempic. University of California, San Diego professor Tim Mackey and his team bought some of the fakes to see what was being sold.
Three were scammers, and another three sent us products that had questionable quality safety issues associated with them. Patients, one, could have been scammed out of thousands of dollars, and two, they could have taken a product that had too much semaglutide in them, and could have been injured from that as well.
The WHO on Thursday issued warnings about phony medications claiming to have the active ingredient found in the popular diabetes drug. The WHO says the fake drugs can be harmful, leading to health complications resulting from unmanaged blood glucose levels. And Queen's catalog is being bought by Sony Music in a deal worth more than $1 billion. More from Mark Mayfield.
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo!
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 Galileo Figaro!
Magnifico!
Reportedly, the agreement also includes the band's name and likeness rights. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer's song catalog is considered one of the most valuable in rock history. Classic songs from the band like Bohemian Rhapsody, We Will Rock You, and Killer Queen still receive extensive airplay on the radio and at sporting events. In the past few years, Sony has completed reported nine-figure deals for the catalogs from Bruce Springsteen and Bob Dylan. I'm Mark Mayfield.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox are in Cincinnati to play the Reds in three games, starting tonight. First pitch at 7:10. And the Celtics victory parade today in Boston. It kicks off at 11 from TD Garden. Hundreds of thousands expected in the city. Parking restrictions and street closures start soon. The MBTA says if you're going, take mass transit.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Look for mostly cloudy skies as we go from morning into afternoon. We'll also develop a chance of showers, a chance of thunderstorms. If we get any thunderstorms, our main concern are going to be locally heavy areas of rain that could lead to localized flooding. Your high today in the South Coast near 85. For tonight, a continuation of the unsettled weather with a low of 66. And for Saturday, look for mostly cloudy skies with a chance of showers and a high of 84. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Well, I'm just going to come on by. Come on back in. I didn't have the music ready to go, but that's all right. So 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. We back in. It is time now to check in, as we do each week, with Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Good morning, sir. How you doing today?
Yo. What's up, brother? How you doing?
What's going on? Hey, I just finished the last of that tomahawk steak last night.
Oh, yeah?
I've been eating it all week long.
I was going to say, you took that last what, Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah, it was Friday I picked it up. I didn't cook it till Sunday because I didn't finish the octopus that I brought that I got for lunch. I had the rest of it for dinner. It was so good. Best octopus I've had.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, man.
So what do you guys got going on over there this weekend?
Dude, I got burgers. I got bacon burgers. I got short ribs. I got linguica dogs. I got everything you need. Porterhouses, ribeyes, sirloins, picanha, fillets, chickens, a potato salad. I got everything, brother.
I mean, summer's officially here. It's time to start grilling up stuff.
Yeah, man. We do shish kebabs, too. Shish chicken and beef. We do whatever you want, man. You know that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, you can go in there and you can talk to them, tell them what it is that you like. Somebody actually asked me, because they saw the photo I posted of the tomahawk after I cooked it, do you do smaller versions of them, or are they all the same size like that?
I do. Yeah, you can, actually. Yeah, it's funny that you said that. There's one called a cowboy steak that has a little bit of bone, but not as much bone. And then I got I can split one of those tomahawks in two. That's as thin as you can get it, though.
I mean, believe me, you will enjoy every bite of it. It's the best steak I've ever had.
Yeah, tomahawk's big, man. It's nice, too. It's good quality stuff, man. It really is. It's tasty. It's tender.
I felt like Fred Flintstone, though, cooking that thing on the grill.
Yeah. It's a big bastard, I'll say that.
So what are you going to be having this weekend?
Dude, you know what? I'm going to have celebrities. I had a celebrity last night. I'm going to have one tonight again. Nice celebrity pork chops. They're the best.
Do you marinate it, or do you just do a little seasoning, or...?
Salt and pepper. I can marinate them, but, I just wanted something simple and quick.
I mean, I saw somebody post on Facebook, too, that lives in Plymouth, that was talking about how they go all the way to the butcher shop to get their marinated meat, so...
Yeah, that happens all the time. We get people from all over, New Hampshire, New York, everywhere. I'm not saying New York. They're visiting from New York, but they always make sure they stop by. Vermont, everywhere.
Well, I think everybody should stop by this weekend. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, the butcher shop. Say hi to Eric and the family, and thanks for checking in with us. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks for the call, man. I'll talk to you.
All right, have a good one. And again, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Everything you need, not just meat, everything you need to get all with your shopping, your beer, your wine, everything there. And if you get yourself one of those tomahawks, man, you are going to be in heaven. I'm telling you. I grilled it up. It took a little bit longer than I had originally planned, but that's, you know, that's all right. Every grill is going to cook a little bit differently. I was doing it on a small grill, not even my big one. And I had to, you know, I had to just take some of it off because it was just way too big to eat in one meal. So after I was finished eating it on Sunday when I cooked it, I sliced the meat off the bone, put it in the fridge, and then I took it out. A couple times I just cold sliced it and had it with some salad on the side. And then last night I took it and I rewarmed it up on the grill really fast. And it was just so good. Melted in your mouth. Some of the best I've ever had in my life. And I would recommend getting yourself one at least once this summer. So check it out. The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. I got to take my final break. We'll be back in a few moments. Well, don't call because we're just about out of time. I mean, I guess I could squeeze in a quick one, but you're going to want to stay tuned for South Coast Now because Chris McCarthy's coming your way. And in the 10 o'clock hour, he's going to have Maureen Boyle here. As I mentioned earlier, he's had Chris Markey in talking about the Karen Reed trial. And Chris Markey can break it down from a couple of different perspectives as somebody who has both prosecuted cases and defended people. So he can look at it from both of those perspectives. But Maureen's going to bring a different approach because she is a journalist who has covered numerous trials over the years. And she has covered murder cases, including, you know, being on the track of a serial killer. She has written a couple of books now on true crime, and she has been following this case very clearly, not only as, you know, that journalist background, but as somebody who also teaches the next generation of journalists. And so she'll have a lot to say about this case from a variety of perspectives. You are going to want to tune in to hear that. It will be a fascinating discussion. And of course, Chris and Maureen and throughout the course of South Coast Now, he'll take your calls 508-996-0500. If you are heading up to the Celtics parade, feel free to send us photos and videos on the WBSM app, or you can email them to me, tim@wbsm.com. And of course, if we do use them for anything, we'll be sure to credit you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.